Welcome to your five for the day. Do you ever get frustrated about jobs that never seem to go away? Whether it's cleaning the house, washing the car, shaving, or submitting your tax return, it just seems like yesterday since you last did them. The unending cycle of repetitive jobs. Wouldn't it be good if some jobs could be done once, never needing to be repeated, and the effect of the initial work never went away? There are very few things in this world that are like that. In fact, I can't think of any at the moment. But wait, the Bible teaches us that there is something that was done so well that it never needs to be repeated, and its effect is forever. What is it, you might say? Let me quote the Bible to you. It says about Jesus that once in the end of the world, as he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. The Bible also says that after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, he sat down on the right hand of God. We can know the everlasting effect of the work that the Lord Jesus did when he died on the cross. He came that we might have life. He promises that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. God's love for us is everlasting. It will not let us go. In your love, you kept me from the pit of destruction. You have put all my sins behind your back, wrote Hezekiah. God heard his prayer and saw his tears. He added 15 years to his life and delivered him from the hand of the king of Assyria. The second part of the Bible book of Isaiah begins with words that are quoted later by John the Baptist. The message of Isaiah is this: the exile will be over soon. When Jesus came, he was proclaiming the real end of exile. We get a foretaste of this as Isaiah proclaims the end of the physical exile Israel experienced in the 6th century B.C. Isaiah foresaw a new sense of the presence of God, a new confidence in the Word of God, and a new vision of God. He saw the great love of God, and he wrote, "He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young." No one can compare to God in terms of greatness. He's the creator of the universe. Compared to him, the nations are like a drop in a bucket. It is absurd to compare God to an idol that is made by a craftsman. Compared to God, the people of this world, even its great leaders, are like grasshoppers. He is the creator of the entire universe, including the billions upon billions of stars. This is the God who loves you personally and carries you close to his heart. God doesn't come and go. God lasts. God is also a power-sharing God. He energizes those who get tired. Those who wait upon God get fresh strength. So today, quietly wait on God. Study his word. Pray and meditate on his love for you. He will restore you, re-energize you, and empower you to face everything you need to do.